Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
Hello and welcome to the Secret Vibe Lounge. Welcome. Come in. Welcome, newcomers. Welcome to this lounge. I'm so happy to have you here because it is the year 2021 and it is the beginning of a decade. Last year, a lot of people mistakenly thought that 2020 was the beginning of a decade, but in fact, 2021, this is the beginning of a new decade. At the moment the clock struck midnight, we had began a new decade. And so welcome to Secret Vibe Lounge, the lounge where you get to open your eyes, where you get to have vision. And from this place, you set an intention. We dispel limiting beliefs, beliefs that hold you in captivity to negativity, that stop you from being all that God intended you to be. And E, having that state of unattached expectation. Yes, VIBE is an acronym: vision, intention, belief, and expectation. But we also know that it's short for the word vibration. And what is your vibration? It is the energy that you send out in motion. So in this lounge, we clean up your vision, your intention, belief, and expectation so that you can have a positive vibration. A vibration that is like your creator. And that is why you're here. Because from that place, you can now achieve better relationships with your God, and therefore better relationships with your friends and your family and your romantic relationships, which I tend to specialize in. Now, last year, 2020, was, as they described, an unprecedented year. But for a lot of people, it was a year of where we had changed perspectives. We were able to reflect on life as life slowed down, as life went into lockdown, as it were, and we began to look at things in a completely new way. For many of us, we were able to step out of the hamster in the cage that goes round and round and round. Just step off of that treadmill and look at yourself and observe life from a different perspective. Many things happened in the year 2020. Unprecedented things. So we had George Floyd's death. We had Australian wildfires. Gosh. We had that explosion in Beirut, to name a few. But what topped it all was COVID-19, the coronavirus. And so I want you to come into this room and we're going to embrace this year 2021, not on a rah-rah-rah basis, but we're going to go into it intentionally. So far for this year, It's felt like a miraculous year. So I'm going to tell you a story. I like stories. A very dear friend of mine called me just at the latter end of the year, 2020, and said to me, Valerie, I'm just feeling this urge that I want to forgive everybody that I feel that has done bad by me or who they feel that I've done bad by them. I just want forgiveness. I just want to forgive. I'm just feeling like I just want to forgive. And he had mentioned that to me and I thought, okay, that's really good. Got me thinking. And then he called me and he said to me, this was a few days later, and he said, Valerie, I've done it. It was late at night. And he said, I just called a friend in Nigeria and, you know, we'd been friends for years. And he'd done something bad to me in business and we had a really good conversation to the point where his friend was crying on the phone. And he was so happy that he had received my friend's phone call. And I could tell that my friend felt as if a weight had been lifted from his shoulders because he'd been so close to this person. And now there was forgiveness. Forgiveness was in the air. And it got me to thinking, it inspired me to think, well, you know, there's certain people in my life that I need to forgive. Maybe, in fact, from their perspective, they need to forgive me. Yeah, it's not a one-way street, right? And a couple of days later, a friend of mine, another friend, called me and said, Valerie, oh, listen, you've got to come into this meeting. I said, there's this amazing meeting. You've got to come and listen to it. You know, we can be really, really mega successful in 2021. And because it was a friend, I said, okay, all right. Didn't know what on earth he was talking about, but I said, okay. Out of respect for our friendship, I said, okay, yeah, come along. And so I went along to the meeting and it was very interesting because I'd had this interest recently in blockchain technology. You know, all this talk about Bitcoin, etc., etc. But I'd had this particular interest because whenever God speaks to me, he speaks to me in twos. It's like he gives me a prelude of a direction I should go, and then he always sends a confirmation. I don't know if you've ever had that experience where you feel as if you need to do something and then somehow you see that thing again and you're thinking like, wow, is that a sign? Well, I'd noticed over the years that I always see things in twos. Or when I go off and do my own thing, the perfect thing comes after I've actually done it. And I think, oh, if I'd only waited, if I'd only been patient, this thing would have come along and solved that particular problem I had perfectly. And so I attended this presentation and I thought, oh, blockchain, this is really, really good what I'm hearing. It was a little bit confusing, the terminologies they used. And that's just the way my brain works. Like, I hear something superficially at first, then I sleep on it, literally sleep on it, process it. And it's in the morning, I have this stillness of mind. And that's where I hear spirit talks to me and says, whew. And I had that feeling, this feels right. This feels good. And so I contacted my friend and I said to him, tell me more about this. So he told me a little bit more and he said, oh, by the way, this person, and I'm just going to call the person Jonathan because I don't want to say his name. He said he is at the head of it. And he said, this person is now a multi-millionaire. And he said, oh, you know Jonathan, don't you? And of course, as God would have it, Jonathan was somebody who was on my list. And it's a very, very short list of people that I needed, or I felt that I needed to forgive. Jonathan and I were two people who used to be extremely close. We talk every day, sometimes every other day, 2-3 times a day. We were very close. And something had happened business-wise, which had left me feeling wounded. And so I'd literally just cut off the relationship. Now, isn't it funny how it's kind of ironic how the ones that you love the most have the ability to cut you the deepest, right? Or you feel as if they're cutting you the deepest. So therefore, they get the hardest punishment from you because I loved you more. So therefore, you know, I'm going to cut you off more because you feel wounded more by that person. And so I had cut off Jonathan. And my spirit said, you need to forgive this one. And I heard it really clearly. You need to forgive this one. And so my friend had inspired me. My friend who had forgiven his friend and the call had been so welcomed, it inspired me. And so I got up the next morning and I said, okay, I'm going to call him. And I paced around and I said, all right, God, you know what? I said, what have I got to lose? And Spirit said to me, the only thing that you have to lose is the fear of facing him. Interesting that, isn't it? See, I meditate every morning. That's the only thing that you have to lose is the fear of facing him. And I thought, you know what? I don't want to be in fear. And I realized that when I actually got in touch with my feelings, it was fair. I had anxiety over calling this guy because I hadn't spoken to him in about 6 years, I think it was. And so I bottled up my courage and I said, you know what, God, I'm doing this for you. I said, I'm doing this for you. And it was about 11 o'clock in the morning last week, Friday, and I, you know, sometimes you jump into the cold water, the deep end, and you just hold your nose and you jump. I just did it. You know, the Bible tells us to be obedient, right? Just be obedient. And so I was obedient and I rang the number. I disregarded the little voice in my head that said, jump, 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 jump. I said, quiet, quiet. I'm having a conversation with Spirit here. I'm going to be obedient. And I made the phone call. And when I made the phone call, Jonathan was jubilant at receiving my call. He said to me with sincerity, this was the best phone call that he has had for his entire year. And he said he'd been planning to call, but you know, sometimes when you, and I'm sure that you can all relate to this, the longer that you leave things, the harder it is to pick up the phone, the harder it is because the fear gets stuck in, or the distance gets kind of grounded, and maybe you add a little salt and pepper, and that thing that perhaps was a you know, like a little molehill at the time, has now turned into what you perceive as a mountain. It becomes harder, doesn't it? And maybe there's someone that you need to forgive that warrants that phone call so that you can hear their perspective on things. And so we had a conversation. And he said to me, Valerie, he says, I'm so glad you called. And I would love to see you. And I would, you know, we exchanged words. And he told me how life was going, etc. And he said, I'd like to meet with you next week. I said, okay, no problem. Let's meet next week for a coffee. Which coincidentally was yesterday. And so we met for a coffee. And we began to catch up on life, and he began to tell me about things that had gone on. And while I was listening to him, he began to share with me an incredible story, which in fact didn't sound incredible and yet was incredible. And he said to me, Valerie, every other day, I'm turning over at least $1 million in blockchain technology. And he was so excited, and he said, God is good, and he gave it all the credence to God. And I knew this guy as a very super committed, super focused, super ambitious individual. And as he told me his story, and of course I'd known him for many, many years, I could see the pattern. It was almost as if the pattern of his consistency had culminated in this one opportunity where he was able to employ all of the gifts that he'd been blessed with by the Almighty and all the skills that he'd honed. I could see how the stories, because I'd been there party to the falls and the getting up, the falls and the getting up, the falls and the getting up, that had led him to this point of his journey. And he explained to me how he had been down on his luck, a true rags to riches story. And how he went to the bus station and he had $6 in his hand. He had a choice of taking a train or a coach, and he had £6 in his hands, and he thought, well, if I take the coach, it might not be enough. So he walked all the way round to the train, and the train said, well, it's going to be $4, but then you have to take another train. That is how broke this guy was. And he just kept on praising God. He kept just saying, God is so good. God is so good. He said, my turnover last year was 31 million. And throughout it all, I saw the story of the woodpecker. You know, a woodpecker, when it pecks wood, it's consistent, isn't it? You see its beak repetitively in the same spot over and over and over and over and over and over and over. And to other people, that could look like the definition of insanity, because it's like, that business has failed. That business has failed. That business has failed. Why don't you just give up on business? But he had skills, super committed, super focused, and super persistent. Very detailed guy. And what had happened along the journey is he had learnt from his mistakes, got up, did something, didn't work, learned from his mistakes, got up, didn't work. Learned from his mistakes. You see, just like a baby walking. Just like a baby walking. Think about a baby. It walks, it falls. It gets up, it knows how better to orient itself, where to put its arms, how exactly to position its legs. It takes another little few steps, it falls again, it gets up, and then it does it again. But you see, what a lot of people do is they become a baby that never gets up. You see, your success is in the getting up. We have to be like babies that have learnt to walk. And I found his story so inspirational. But at the back of all of that was the forgiveness. It was the forgiveness. So now, here I am, because of my obedience to God's Spirit and picking up the phone call. And remember, the Bible says that if you have a disagreement with your brother, when you're praying, go and speak with your brother in private. Discuss what the problem is. And the most that you would have done is gain a brother, then pray to God. Now, why does God say that? Because we are one. That's one of the biggest, really biggest revelations I really received over the last year through the writing of my new book called The Difference, which is available on Amazon, by the way, is that we are all one. In God's word, he tells us that the greatest commandment is to love God with all of your might. God is not something that is out there. God is the oneness. Love God with all of your might. And the second commandment, and I think a lot of people miss this, it says in the Bible that this commandment is as equally important as the first commandment, to love your God with all your might. And it's to love your brother as you love yourself. So you can see that in God saying that that commandment is equally as important as the first, you can see that we're all in union. We are one, my brothers and sisters. You see, it's when we perceive ourselves as separate from another person, that's when problems occur. You see, you are as God created you. God is love, and so therefore you are love, period. But we were born into this world. We were born into a culture that went into our cup, the cup of our mind. We were born where we were influenced by our parents, by our teachers, by what we hear on the TV, by what we hear from peers, especially these days, what we hear from social media, offline media. All of these things go into our cup, but that is our perspective. It is fabrication, and this is what our ego is. And we judge other people from our ego, but that is not who you are. The ego is fabricated, you see. And the ego can't see the whole picture. It can only ever offer a perspective of a situation. And so that situation that you're looking at it from sight as opposed to vision. And when I say vision, I'm talking about having your eyes open to see things as God sees things. You see, that's why I follow the prompting of the Spirit. God's Spirit sees everything in totality. I'm here in London, but it can see what's going on in America, Cambodia, or the entire world, the entire universe. So why would I lean on my own understanding, my own perspective? That's what sight is. We have to walk in vision. And so we judge people from our ego, from our limited perspective. And so what you have is two egos that are clashing. This one says they're right, this one says they're wrong, and conflict occurs. But the thing is, the ego sees the will of God, because you are God, you are love, as enemy. It sees it as an enemy. And the ego then positions itself, and this is the fabricated ideology of who you think you are. The ego finds proof, quote unquote, that strength is weakness, that love is fearful, that life is death, and that it is the truth. But it's not the truth, it's just a limited perspective. It is ego talking. And a lot of unforgiveness is based on one ego telling the other ego that they're wrong. Telling the other ego that they're right. And this is how conflict occurs. And you know what? That what is in opposition to God, who is truth and who is love, wants conflict. Because that is how it survives. That is how the ego survives, by being in conflict with love. How many families have broken down, and I'm talking about on a generational level, because of the conflict of egos. Not who you truly are. You are love. That is who you are. That is your birthright. That is how you were born. You're an extension of God. God is love. And here we have two egos fighting one another. So this year, you know, usually this is the year you would talk about your goal setting. Make it an intention to forgive somebody who is on that target list of yours. Make an intention to just go to God and say, God, this is my perspective, but I know that that's all it is. It's not real. It's just an illusion, because there's no way I could see the whole picture. And let me tell you something. If you do that, you are going to have a miracle in your life. Because we hold these energies. When you've got more place in your heart for ego than you do love, then you block the abundance that is there for you. You literally block it. What's the worst that can happen? You gain a brother. You stop family feuds. You come together as one. You've got to allow love to stream through your awareness. This message is for somebody out there. I don't know who it is. I don't know who it's touched. I don't know. But I'm just following the guidance of spirit this morning. I'm following the guidance of spirit. Love your neighbor as you love yourself, because you are one with them. And it's not easy to do, but be obedient and listen to God. So make that your goal this year. Forgive your brother. And I can hear the chattering. Yes, but this person is this. I hear what you're saying. But you've got to let go of that attachment. That energy is inside of you coiled up. And you're going to free yourself from the energy just in having the conversation, even if the person doesn't come round to your way of thinking. It's not about that. It's about releasing the energy. And yes, you have to have boundaries in life, because sometimes that person is not going to understand where you're coming from. But you do. Don't let your ego rule over you. Allow love to. So if this message has touched you in any way at all, reach out to love. Reach out to me. Send me a message. You can DM.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Stan, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcasts. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.